USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After a seven-month, 292-million-mile journey, NASA's fastest and best-equipped rover ever, Perseverance, touched down safely on Mars.
It's amazing, and I want to start by congratulating the NASA workforce and our contractors, the Jet Propulsion Lab, Caltech, all of the partners that helped put this together. What an amazing day for NASA and for the United States. Your level of excitement, Neil, is palpable, and I hope all of America feels that same way.
Former NASA Administrator Jim Brandenstein speaking there on Fox News. That audio courtesy of Fox News. Texas's electricity levels are high enough to power the entire state. Governor Greg Abbott says over 2 million homes and businesses have seen power restored over the past 24 hours. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says teachers should no doubt be prioritized for the COVID-19 vaccine.
But I think to say that you're not going to open up schools until every single one of the teachers get vaccinated, namely making it a sine qua non of opening, I don't think that we can go there. Otherwise, it would be very difficult to get the schools open.
Fauci continuing by saying the focus should be on reopening schools and creating a safe environment there amid the coronavirus pandemic. Today, a House committee grilled the major players behind the recent wild swings involving GameStop and other retail stocks that left many feeling the rules favor big hedge funds over small investors. The CEO of the online brokerage firm Robinhood apologized for limiting trading of GameStop when it was spiking. He insisted, however, he was under no pressure to do so, and he did nothing wrong. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook is surprising Australians with a news blackout.
Facebook said Wednesday that it is censoring content, this time inside Australia. The behemoth social media platform is blocking news stories created in Australia. In addition, Facebook users elsewhere will not be able to view or share news stories from Australia. The response is to a proposed legislation that would force the social media platforms to pay Australian news organizations for content. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Worth noting, Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison saying they will not be intimidated by Facebook. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says he believes Queens Assemblyman Ron Kim was bullied during a recent phone call with Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo.
It's a very unfortunate and inappropriate way to treat people. And again, Ron Kim, I believe him. He refused to be intimidated, and I give him credit for that.
It's no secret de Blasio and Cuomo have clashed themselves, but the mayor says it's unacceptable if Kim was threatened after asking questions about how coronavirus was handled in nursing homes.
Thousands of people who were lost, our seniors, our elders, families that still don't know the truth, and the questions that need to be answered to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again.
De Blasio speaking there on MSNBC. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.